loud calls from civil society organization and the NDC for the immediate arrest and prosecution of MPP MP for Kwada, so who has admitted to giving money to EC officers manning a polling station during the Ejisu by-election.
This MP should be arrested by this time. Now, there is a giver of a bribe and a receiver of the bribe. How do you interrogate the receiver while the giver is still walking? You have killed the matter from the onslaught.
The IGP must expedite a very quick investigation into it and possibly come out with some level of prosecution. We need to protect the integrity of the Electoral Commission.
We have the latest as the MP, Kingsley Nyako, apologizes. But is that enough? Tonight, arrest and prosecute. Those are the loud calls from civil society and the National Democratic Congress, NDC. Directed at state institutions on a day the MP admitted he gave money to Electoral Commission officials manning a polling station during the Ejisu by-election. Several civil society organizations have all waded into the calls for an investigation to be conducted into the conduct of the MP. Election Watch Ghana, one of the CSOs in particular, has petitioned the Inspector General of Police to investigate the MP for what they describe as electoral misconduct. More on this shortly. First, though, the MP in a statement has apologized for his misconduct, but denies claims the money he offered was meant to bribe the electoral officers. My colleague Michael Ashley joins me with more details. Michael, what are the details of this statement?
So, Bryce, he starts by explaining the circumstances that led him to first go to the polling station in the first place, and then again, and the worst circumstance and the reasons for having to see what you saw in visuals. So, in a statement, he says that, I would like to state that on that particular day when the Ejisu by-election was being held, I was selected by my political party, the New Patriotic Party, to supervise 5 polling stations in Fumesua. During my numerous rounds and upon reaching the Pentecost Church polling station, I interacted with the officers to find out if the election process at the polling stations was coming up well and the numbers that had registered at the time. Now, the officers indicated that the process was smooth, but at the time, their food had not been delivered. I then asked them if they would be okay if I offered them lunch. They accepted it, and I put an envelope on the table in the full glare of all. So he goes on to say that now he left, granted an interview, and continued to the other polling stations. He does indicate whether he reciprocated or he did the same
at the other polling stations.
Yes. He didn't indicate that. Now, he says that I then left, granted an interview to another station. Now comes that I must state and say that, in all honesty, the gesture shown by me to the electoral officers was with good intent and not to bribe or influence them to act contrary to their conscience, conviction, and character. Electoral Commission, over the years, has built an image of credibility and integrity, and that whatever he did was not to mar any of those. He continues to say that, although I acted in good faith, it seems my good intention and action have been misconstrued to mean I have bribed or influenced the electoral commissioners. That was not the case. I did not bribe anybody.
So he gave money for them to buy something to eat and not to bribe. And so he goes ahead to say that I give it in the open, in the full glare of the public. Well, anyway, since this statement, many CSOs and political parties have all been calling for an investigation to be instituted against the MP for this conduct. Here is Mark Ewusi Akun, the spokesperson for the Election Watch Ghana, who have petitioned the Inspector General of Police to investigate. Dr. Kingsley Nyako.
We've today, as Elections Watch Ghana, drawn the attention of the Inspector General of Police to an incident that happened
as the just ended.
We've today, as Elections Watch Ghana, drawn the attention of the Inspector General of Police to an incident that happened at the just ended by elections at Ejisu, where the Honorable Member of Parliament representing the good people of Kwada, so Honorable Kingsley Nyako, was seen on a live interview giving out an envelope which we believe contains money to EC officials, and we think it is to influence the process. What we are saying is that we cannot sit aloof to look at people who occupy higher positions to influence any electoral process in Ghana, and that the IGP must expedite a very quick investigation into it and possibly come out with some level of prosecution. I think that we need to protect the integrity of the Electoral Commission. and also our electoral process, where nobody, and I mean nobody, can have any opportunity to influence either by power or using money to mud the already dying democracy that we are practicing. So we believe that the IGP would act responsibly to this plea.
Now, the National Democratic Congress, however, have taken it a notch higher. They want the MP to be arrested with immediate effect. Mustafa Gbande is the party's Deputy General Secretary.
This MP should be arrested by this time, because I understand the Electoral Commission's officer have been invited by the police. Now, there is a giver of a bribe and the receiver of the bribe. How do you interrogate the receiver while the giver is still working? You have killed the matter from the onslaught. And so what the police should do according to the machinery of investigation, criminal investigation, is for this MP to be a suspect. He should be arrested. In fact, he should have been arrested at a particular spot where the money was shared. And I can refer the police to Asinot. When a particular individual was seen sharing money, the police arrested the person on spot. So why is it that in the case of this particular MP, they are beating about the bush and, you know, arresting an innocent Electoral Commission officer who is hard up because of the hardship of the economy? So we are just simply asking the police to do the needful, arrest this MP. It is not correct. It is morally wrong.
But the MP's party, the New Patriotic Party, says there's nothing wrong with what he did. Haruna Mohammed is the Deputy General Secretary of the NPP.
We have done this on several occasions.
And this occasion, it was an envelope. And the MP corroborated that it was money.
He's giving lunch. That's what the MP said. What is the intention? Who better defines an intention than the person who does the act? He said that he gave it out for lunch. Somebody else is sitting somewhere and determining it as a content of bribe. If it's established that it is not for lunch, then that is where the party, if somebody is giving lunch, what do you want the party to do? Where has generosity ended in this country? That you cannot give somebody lunch. You can't give somebody breakfast. Where has generosity ended? Is the NDC telling us that they have never cooked food and given some to even the Electoral Commission officers? This is done on several countless occasions.
So let's, do a bit more on this developing story by bringing in a former member of parliament who is also a lawyer, Alhaji Yunusa Fuseni. Thanks for joining us. I'm grateful that you've been able to join us. He was in parliament. He was a member on the legal and constitutional, as well as the parliamentary affairs committee of parliament. Thanks for joining us, sir. Now that he's confessed that he gave money for the officers to buy food, is there any law that we can say that his conduct breached?
Yeah, thank you for having me. And if I understand you correctly, you are saying that is there any law that forbids the conduct of the MP, Dr. Kingsley Nyako? Yes, there is a law. And that law amends Section 29, the Criminal Offences Act. And that is Act 1034. In fact, before I left Parliament, the Attorney General had introduced a new legislation to Parliament to make certain offences, felonious offences, exact a maximum punishment. And it appears to me that the Act 1034, and particularly Section 1 of that Act, that means Section 329 of the Criminal and Other Offences Act says that, in Section 2, says that a person shall not corrupt any other person in respect of a duty as a public officer or jury. Now, the persons who were supervising the elections at Ejusu were public officers, albeit temporary public officers, because they are payment, whether allowances or salary, was going to be paid from the consolidated fund. So they were public officers executing a public duty. And no person in Ghana should corrupt, can corrupt, or is allowed to corrupt the public officer in the performance of his duty as such. And a person convicted on that offense can be sentenced or will be sentenced to not less than 12 years and not more than 25 years. That's a felonious offense. Now, the second of there's another section that has been amended by Act 1034, and that is Section 256 of the Criminal and Other Offenses Act, and that appears to be very tangential to what has happened. Section 1 of the new Section 256 says, a person shall not act in a manner that amounts to corruption, intimidation, personation, in respect of a public election. In respect of a public election. Now, I've heard the Deputy Secretary of the MPP say that there is no intention to evidencing bribery. I mean, and I know Kingsley Nyako is not a philanthropist, you see. He went to the polling station as a member of parliament belonging to a political party. And there was no demand from the election officers for any money to buy food. And neither did he visibly see them struggling with hunger. And so, clearly, if a member of a political party visits a polling station and offers money in an envelope to officers presiding over the election, that will be corruption to say the least. Mm-hmm. And Section 1 of the new Section 256 makes that an offense punishable by not less than 5 years imprisonment and not more than 10 years. Mm-hmm. And such a person, if convicted on the offense, cannot hold any public office.
So you're saying that his explanation of, I mean, the officers telling him that their food had not arrived by then, and by nature of a Ghanaian trying to be sympathetic with one another, he supporting them with something to buy food, you're saying even though he says his intent was to offer them something to buy food, he should not have done it, and that amounts to bribery of a public officer?
That amounts to corruption of a public officer. He's corrupting that public officer in the discharge of his duty. And in this particular case, if the police is minded to limit it to a public election, that would be contrary to Section 1, the new Section 1 of Section 256 of Act 1034.
But how do you prove that just on face value? That
he's not a Humpty Dumpty, so he cannot assume that what he thinks he did was what people will think he did. You understand? So your constructive intention is there. And intention is not just what you say. Now, you see, you have direct intention and constructive intention. So the act itself, having taken place at a voting center in an election, lends itself to a violation of Section 1 of the new Section, the new Section 1 of Section 5, new subsection 1 of Section 5, Section 256 of Act 1034.
Well, quite an interesting development here. Let me bring in Adam Senan, who is an anti-corruption campaigner and is the convener for the Citizens Movement Against Corruption. Adam, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, there have been several of such alleged bribery allegations, but just before we go there, what do you make of what's happening here? The man says, I only gave them money just for them to get something to eat and not with intent to bribe a public official.
The explanation is untenable. None of us walks around with envelopes in our pockets to give people money. If you see somebody who is hungry, you pick a 20 Ghana, 50 Ghana from your pocket and you give them. The fact that it was in an envelope suggests that this was premeditated. And if you have a camera that picked just one envelope, how do we know there were not two, three, four other envelopes? Everybody knows that an electoral process in a polling place is a high security zone. There are things you don't do there. The laws are clear. It's a crime to attempt to influence anyone. Why would you go with money in an envelope to go and give to someone and suggest that, oh, I'll just give them lunch? Doesn't the Electoral Commission already have those logistics in place? Doesn't he know that public officers discharging their duties should be left to be neutral and objective? This explanation does not hold water. He should have been picked up long ago, questioned, and evidence taken if he has influenced other people as well. They should stop trying to throw dust in our eyes.
What do you make of the situation when, since the issue happened, he has not been invited to the police? I mean,
it's unacceptable. If this were an ordinary citizen, trust me, the person would have been picked up long ago. In fact, the EC itself ought to have lodged this complaint formally, and both parties, those who were at the table, as the person who gave it, because the action is not just one-sided, you know. It begins to become embarrassing and begins to become suggestive that things are not being done right when one party to the incident has been left to go. It's not acceptable. He should have been called and inquired, questioned, you know, long ago.
Anyway, but you know, there have been several of such alleged bribery allegations, especially during elections. Ones that have been caught on camera, like what we saw in Abeokuta Central. Yet very little has been heard of these. How confident are you that this particular matter may be pursued to the letter?
Well, we say that good governance is never ever readily supplied. It must be constantly demanded, which means that the fact that in the past we haven't gotten the ultimate result or outcome we expected doesn't mean that we should, you know, just decide to sweep it under the carpet. When you do that, what you do is you expose us to a greater slight, faster, you know, people just think that, well, we can do this with impunity because nobody will speak, nobody will even notice, nobody will comment on it. Usually, when you identify these things, what you want to do is to tighten the laws, because the question is, how effective are the laws now in terms of sanctioning and getting people who engage in these things picked up and prosecuted? So what we ought to do is, if we've identified that several of these things have happened and we haven't gotten people sanctioned in spite of... And by the way, when Honorable was talking about the recent updates, the sanctions are relatively strong enough to serve as a deterrent. So we'll be looking forward to getting people jailed, minimum 5, the maximum 10. I think that we should just encourage the police to do the right thing and the courts to run the course and ensure that such persons are used as precedents, setting the tone for others to know you can't get away with these kinds of actions.
But I mean, do you have the feel that, in fact, the police can do this?
No, I mean, we don't. But you see, part of the responsibility of all citizens is to continue to demand. I say 90% of Ghanaians don't know their responsibilities under the Constitution. Very few of us know about Article 41 and our obligations to the state. And this is one of them. When you see a crime, you report it. You know, you protect the properties of the state. When you see things going wrong, you report them. And it's when the collective are being very, you know, outspoken on these issues together, and not that just a few people, you get people wanting to do the right thing. So media, civil society, all key stakeholders and citizens must continue to talk about these issues and not allow persons who, you know, perpetrate such actions to get away.
But Mr. Fuseni, let me bring you into the conversation again. What's your expectation of how this issue must travel? Again, isn't this conduct something that Parliament should be worried about, that he could even be hauled before the Privileges Committee of Parliament?
In fact, I think that what the MPP should have done was to refer him to the police and not defend him. That's the first step. Because that goes to the core of our democracy. We are all bemoaning the monetization of our politics. Now there is an attempt to corrupt public officers in the performance of their duties in the public election, and that is dangerous. That's very dangerous. So MPP itself ought to have reported the conduct of the member of parliament for to the police for investigation. Now, Again, this is a member of parliament. The ethics of the member of parliament that I know of forbids a member of parliament from bringing the office of parliament into disrepute. For a member of parliament to be aware that you have that ethics in parliament and boldly stand before election officers and give them an envelope containing money on the pretense that he is feeding them is totally against the ethics of parliament. And I think that parliament itself can invoke the standing orders of parliament against the member of parliament for bringing the office of parliament into disrepute. So there are many avenues, but it is indefensible to say that a public officer in the nature of a member of parliament can go to a polling station and decide to feed another public officer who is performing his functions.
Okay.
Because that public officer might be hungry. I mean, it's just laughable. It's ridiculous.
In terms of the Privileges Committee, who must begin the process?
The parliament. Parliament, when parliament resumes, any member can rise in parliament, invoke the orders, the relevant orders of the standing orders, and then refer, and pray the speaker to refer that conduct to the Privileges Committee.
Okay,
but this is a criminal offense. It is a criminal offense. It is a criminal offense. And okay. So the police must be interested in investigating and prosecuting the member of parliament.
Stay with me. Let me bring in Paul Abram-Pamensa, who is senior programs manager for the CDD. Chief, thanks for joining us here. I mean, you've always been worried about the monetization of our elections in this country. Is this a clear case where we should test whether or not we are serious about removing the monetary aspect of elections in this country?
Thank you, Evans, and let me say good evening to honorables on the other line. I think honorables have spoken well. I thought they were going to defend their own, but for this one, I mean, they've come out clearly to state the obvious. I support everything that Honorable Muni has said. I was a bit worried when we heard so much about the actions taken against the two staff of the EC, but nothing was heard about the processes roping in the person who gave the envelope. It's sad. I say that because I discussed with you, I think this month or last month, the public distrust in the justice delivery system to the extent that the Afrobarometer data did say about 75% of Ghanaian citizens think that when an ordinary citizen have a case, the likelihood that the person will be quickly prosecuted and jailed is high. But if an elite gets similar case, the possibility that a person will be freed is 90%. So some of these things buttress the already perception of citizens that bring them to lose trust in the justice delivery system. So I was also expecting a quick action from both sides. Once the Electoral Commission has referred the its officers to the police, I was expecting similar charges or police interest in also bringing who actually initiated the bribe. In our constitution, the giver and the taker are all in the same soup. But I haven't heard much about that, and it will be very disturbing if nothing is done on this issue. One, if it's left silent, it's going to set a precedent that everybody at all can walk to polling stations and start dishing out money. Imagine this was a hotly contested election that the NDC, the main opposition, was also there. And they have their people, and they saw the man giving an envelope to a sanctioned officer. You now know what would have happened. So there are some things that we don't think about the possibilities if it did happen in other hotly contested areas. That's why it's important that we find finality to this. Let people know what investigations were undertaken and what the findings were, so that we all be able to have a document that will serve as precedent for future actions of similar nature.
Quite interesting. So how fast must this happen? What actions do you specifically want to see?
It's a criminal offense, as Honorable did say. It's a criminal offense. bribery and corruption are something that is clearly spelled out in our laws. It's a criminal offense, so I expect all the criminal investigation institutions, including Office of the Special Prosecutor, everybody, to be interested in this case. Look, we had cost of politics research, and the data we presented to Ghanaians in 2014 did indicate that before one goes through a contest of primaries to win intra-party contests, to contest in the constituency in the main elections, he might have coughed out around 800,000 Ghana cedis. I spoke to a friend who was contesting in the just-ended MPP primaries, and he said his campaign team, when he did assessment, projected an amount of 1 million Ghana cedis to support his campaign before he can make any inroads. This is the scenario we are going. We have produced reports from 2012, 2016 on both abuse of incumbency and monetization. But politicians keep disputing the findings. Now, some of these things are real. We are seeing it, and we need to take action. And it will get to a point that, my brother Evans, you and I cannot contest any position in the country. It's eating into assembly elections.
Okay.
That's where it is going. Hmm. So we need to find finality, and this is a step, a good case for us to do investigation and see how far we go.
Grateful to you for joining us here. Adam, must the police move in and cause the arrest of this MP or invite him whilst no one has lodged a complaint?
Sorry, come again.
I'm asking, must the police move in to call this or invite the MP or arrest him for investigation?
Yes, they should. I mean, this is just I don't want to call it common sense, but it's just an objective way of handling a case. When an issue is reported, there are always two sides to it. You cannot invite one side, one party, to the incident and not have invited the other party to also respond. So they would be doing an injustice to the officials who were there.
Okay.
If they do not invite the MP and interrogate what transpired and then ask other people as well, just to be sure how many envelopes were given. And why should he think that he should go and be feeding officials on duty at the polling station? Where it's clearly a breach of the law. He's a parliamentarian. He knows.
Okay.
He cannot claim not to know the laws that have been passed in this land.
Gentlemen, I'm grateful. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you,
Mr. Yunus Afuseni is former ranking member on the Legal, Constitutional and Parliamentary Affairs Committee of Parliament. We also had Paul Abram Pomensa, Senior Programs Manager of CDD, and Adam Senenu, he is an anti-corruption campaigner. Now, meanwhile, the University of Ghana School of Law Professor Raymond Atukba is expressing concerns about the increasing monetization of elections in Ghana.
The election stakes are so high in the manner in which I have explained in this interview that it compels politicians to literally buy votes at polling stations in order to ensure that they win the victory, are able to pay the election bill and build a war chest for the next election. So vote buying is real. It happens. Any Ghanaian who says that he or she doesn't know that it happens is lying. You just have to go to polling stations on election day or look at the way in which parties organize to win elections, and you know that it's rife. The point I'm making is that crass vote buying is a small aspect of a broader architecture of moneyed elections that we need to dismantle if this country is to go forward.
Were you disappointed when you saw your colleague in that?
Yes, subject to my talking to him, I was worried. And that's why I will talk to him. Right after this interview, I'm going to give him a call.
That's it for Top Story. Up next is Newsnight with MFA Apeu. Good evening.